Then the next question was, when we looked at the gene list that comprised the Oncotype assay, we realized that it's heavily populated by estrogen receptor-related genes and proliferation-related genes. So we hypothesized that this test must be predictive of chemotherapy response also.
So now, you know, I think the Oncotype has really gotten integrated into clinical care in terms of management of the patient with an O-negative tumor. But now, just in the last few months, we're starting to see data come out with patients with node-positive tumors. Mm-hmm. Can you talk a little bit about what's been seen there?
I think the study from SWOG presented by Dr. Kathy Albine at San Antonio Breast Cancer Symposium kind of reinforced the idea that Oncotype assay is a predictor of chemotherapy. So I think it has a significant role in supporting the data we had from B20 study that I described earlier, because that was just one study, and we had a question of comparing to the tamoxifen arm, which was used for the gene finding. So in some sense, it was a highly biased population. So it is reassuring now that we find a very similar finding in node-positive disease, where a high score, high recurrence score from Oncotype assay associates with a higher degree of benefit from chemotherapy. But actual clinical utility of Oncotype assay in node-positive patient, I think, is still questionable at early stage, and we need a lot more study, because even in so-called low-risk patient by Oncotype assay, their baseline risk is still very high, and clinicians probably will have a hard time not giving chemotherapy to this patient, although biologically probably expected benefit from chemotherapy is very small.